Analysis. In the analysis stage, we spend some time studying the software requirements in detail. In particular, we identify which problems will need to be solved in order to implement the software with said requirements. In other words, a feature list. To aid in the identification of all problems that must be solved, a clear picture of how the program ought to run should be realized. For games, concept art and storyboards work well. Design. In the design stage, we do two things. First, we devise algorithmic solutions to the problems identified in the analysis stage. And second, we make decisions on how the actual program should be constructed. That is, what classes of objects do we need to model the simulation? How are the objects related? How will they interact with each other? And what kind of data structures do we need? Thus, we say that the design stage consists of an algorithmic part, that is, devising algorithmic solutions to specific problems, and a software engineering part, that is, determining how the actual program should be organized. Implementation. The final stage is to implement our design in a programming language in order to actually create the software we have designed. If the design step is done correctly, the transition from design to implementation is rather smooth. In fact, the design stage is where the real work is done. That is where all the problems are solved. In theory, any competent programmer should be able to take a design specification and implement the program. Of course, reality tells a different story. Unanticipated problem surfacing, features needing to be extended or added, and miscalculated software design decisions can be detrimental to the implementation process.